When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Sewing Out Loud, the official podcast of ZD Sewing Studio. Here are your hosts, ZD and Mallory.
Sewing Out Loud.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. I'm Mallory Donahue.
And I'm ZD Donahue.
And today we're going to tell you what is in our serger toolbox.
Yes, we are.
Yeah, I thought that this would be a kind of a nice series of episodes to start. And, you know, pepper throughout.
Right.
We've got the feel free to compliment me, which we haven't done in a long time. I thought toolbox podcasts where people are like, you know, what do you have at your serger all the time? Or what do you have when you
explain toolbox.
Embroider? Right. Or what do you have when you...
What do we want right at our hand or right next to our...
Yes.
You know, or in the drawer right next there or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. Like
within arm's reach is what I think we could call it. Even.
You know, all the time when you sit down to do this task, to serge, what do you want?
Because, again, the most frustrating thing to me is I sit down and I can't sew because something's not there, not available.
So we have our sergers in these koala tables.
Yeah.
Okay, you don't have to have one of these things, but it's the best piece
They're
of sewing
amazing.
Furniture ever.
The best thing about it is that, you know, you get that extended table thing.
Yeah,
and
so
extended tables are available.
There you go, yeah.
You know, for your search. There is a company that will make any sort of extended table for any sort of machine. You know, you tell them what your model is and they will make it. And it's an acrylic table. And they cost, around $100? I don't know.
Well, actually, so this is going to be a big link fest, hopefully, that I will post in the show notes. And So Steady is the company. And we'll have a link. I think that they sell on Amazon. I think you can get them through your local sewing store because we used to sell them. It's an acrylic table that can go around your sewing machine. Just sits there.
Right.
It doesn't snap on, and that's okay. And I think, somewhere between 80 to 120, depending on size of the table.
Yeah, there are different sizes.
Right.
There's like huge ones.
Okay,
you know,
so an extension table. I wasn't even thinking that even.
I did.
I'm looking at our sergers.
Because we don't have one anymore.
No, we don't.
Because we have the koala cabinets.
Yes.
So a cabinet made for your serger is excellent. Now, I'm going to qualify this a little bit because there
qualify.
Oh my gosh! Sure, Mallory's starting to get the
they're
pun
not
disease.
Even,
the same pun disease that I have.
Qual's not even sponsoring us, and
That's
I gave them an awesome pun.
So there are serger tables out there, and I have seen them that I just wouldn't even have.
Yeah,
because I cannot open the front of my serger. I can't without bringing the serger like up and down and all. You know, I don't want to take. So when you, ideally, you could drop your serger into this hole, and then that takes the place of an extension table because your bed is the entire top of the table.
Right.
But I've seen them where they're closed in the front and on the side, like there's only that small hole to sort of get it down. Well,
we like to.
I want convenience.
We like to thread and unthread our sergers all the time.
And we do that. We thread and unthread. Threading's easy because we have the baby lock jet air.
Well, and just so you know,
stuff, but,
I'm just remembering, there's a video. I'm demoing the tables, so we'll be able to put that in.
Oh, okay,
people
good,
will be able to see
good.
These already.
But what I'm saying, and I'm sure there are other products besides Koala that would meet my specifications or whatever, but I know there's ones that don't.
Yes.
And a lot of times I think this is in like the combo tables because they'll have like the little table on the side and you can drop the serger. Well, once you drop it, you can't access it.
Think
about that if you're in the market. That's one thing I would consider.
So an extension table or something that helps you take the weight off of your projects while it's going through your serger. How about... I didn't want to get too general here, like something we like to have when we sew all the time, but good lighting.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. However you're going to get that.
And the older you get, the more you want. Yeah.
Our sergers have pretty nice lighting on them. I will say, so we have an Enlighten and an Ovation. And there's a serger below the Enlighten called the Imagine. And one of the differences between the Enlighten and the Imagine, we used to be like, hey, the lighting is better on the Enlighten. Mm-hmm. You know, it was one of the differences.
That like, is right.
When Baby Lock quizzed you, you know, you were supposed to say that. But now you can get an LED bulb for the Imagine.
You can get an LED bulb for just about everybody. Yes. So look into that when you're replacing your bulbs.
Yeah. So if you can get an LED bulb for your serger, even if you're like, oh, ZD and Mallory have these, you know, like... Speaking of light bulbs,
we just something. I hope we don't have another ballast go out. Yeah. Some of our lighting in our studio like went on the fritz, and we just, had like the dark corner.
We just heard a sound from the ceiling that was a little suspicious. Okay, so we do have some pretty nice sergers, but even on a serger, maybe a more entry level machine, you might be able to get an LED bulb. They're not as hot.
The fact that they last forever, probably.
Yes, just about.
More than likely. And that they don't get hot. I can remember burning my hand, you know, putting it under sewing machine lights because I would sew for such an extended time. Now, that doesn't happen for everybody. You know, but I used to sit and sew, you know, for hours right in one spot, so to speak.
No, same.
Without turning my machine off.
I would do the same thing. And I'll just put in here, without going off on too much of a tangent, if you have the Baby Lock embellisher, the felting machine, the bulb is very close to your hand.
Yep.
It can make the side of the machine hot even. And I think the LED is one of the best things you can do there.
I think the other thing, and we know that this to be true with the Baby Lock, is a bulb remover.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's a little cylindrical silicone thing. It's... You know, looks like a little toilet paper roll almost or something.
Yeah, and slightly conical.
Yes. And it goes up and it grabs a hold of, there's
a
poltergeist
in
our studio. We keep hearing these funny little noises like, oh my God.
We should just ignore them probably.
Okay. I don't know. Sam's the one that cleaned up yesterday. Maybe she like hid some
left something in here for
stuff.
Us.
I don't know. Anyway. If you need a bulb, you know, it's just a little gizmo to get your bulb up. Because otherwise, you honestly have to take the Baby Lock Imagine, Enlighten.
Eclipse. Oh, not all the eclipses.
No, not all the eclipses. Yeah. But anyway, those up, you have to take it apart to get to the bulb.
Right. So that's why they have that tool.
Yeah.
Okay. So having a light bulb tool might be helpful if you don't have an LED.
And an extra light if you don't have an LED in there.
There you go. Extra light bulb.
So we'll talk a lot about having the extra, the spare that you need. Spare blade. And that usually means the upper blade. Rarely do you have to replace a lower blade unless you have really just done some real bad damage to it. You know.
Yeah.
It's the upper blade that wears out.
Okay.
It's the one that moves.
So spare light bulb, spare blade, and of course, everyone, spare needles. Yep. I mean, they're not even spare. They're needles. You just need
more needles. And that goes with any machine you have. Always. And I would have some different types. You know.
Sizes.
Right.
Types.
Sizes, types, whatever.
We have... You have like a tackle box.
Actually, I just looked at the Ovation and we have like three different types of needles. Yeah, and it's still working great.
Oh. I don't know.
I was like, oh, I should change these. I thought, no, I shouldn't. I am getting a good stitch. Just leave it alone.
Just leave it alone.
Yeah.
You have a tackle box in one of our sewing drawers with the lid off where the needles are. So like being able to really see your needle inventory clearly, I think is important. You know, if you've got like before had people come into the store they were like, oh, here are my needles, and they're a bunch of packs that only have one needle left in them, so they thought they had more needles than they did, you know. So knowing what you got so that you can, you know,
especially with a serger and especially with older sergers, sometimes you're not using an H, which is a home needle. Type needle there, a lot of them have like had a round shank and things like that, so don't get down to like nothingness on your needles and then go have to make the search.
Yes. It's 3 o'clock in the morning the day before Halloween or whatever, you know. Okay. So we've got our we've got our needles and our light bulbs and whatnot. And
our blades.
ZD brought over this little fun tin that she has, and it's a Christmas tin.
It happens to be.
That we have all of our stuff in.
Well, it's not even all of it.
Well,
but
no, that's when I say all of. Yeah,
some junk.
Some stuff for the serger, and she's just picked up a screwdriver.
Screwdrivers. Any size you might need.
Well, how many screwdrivers?
Some of these are hex drivers, too. So hex drivers, screwdrivers. What you need to, change a needle, what you need for your machine, okay?
So your machine is probably going to come with some tools.
Right.
Okay? And if you have a dealer who when we would deliver the machine, we'd show them all the tools, and I'd say, this one, keep close to your machine.
Right.
This one, keep in a safe place. You may not use it often.
Right.
You know, I felt like I was pretty good about that, but you have to have the ones that make it easy for you to change the needle.
And if I were you, I would paint them with like sparkly fingernail polish or something so that if someone in your family steals them, you can accuse them of doing that and flog them. Okay? It needs to stay and not be used for anything else because it also doesn't need to be in any way harmed. Okay.
Or like commercial oil all over it.
No. It belongs with the serger and only the serger. Don't use it for anything else.
Yes. So these tools that we have up here, they're just like black or something. You know, you can paint on them with a paint pen or something like that. And then we have a bunch of little scissors here at the serger station, right?
I have what I call the tethered scissors.
Yes.
To every single machine that we have in our studio.
This was kind of a dream come true for you. You were like, oh, we got them. We got all these same scissors.
That's right. And again, this goes with a episode we did about sharing the studio. It's okay. It's easier to, if you're in your own studio and you have your one pair of scissors, your little snips, and you're carrying them around with you, right?
Right.
But it gets more complicated when more people are in the studio. And I don't want to look for scissors.
Also,
and when I say scissors, these are small.
Yeah.
They're like the ZD's favorite scissors, small blade, big handles. This is used to just clip in an emergency.
Clip threads.
Or clip threads.
Get a clean end on your thread.
Right. Or maybe, clip on a curb or something.
I was going to say, they are sharp enough.
Yes. They're good enough and sharp enough scissors
to clip on a curb.
Yes. So, like your...
into fabric.
Yeah. Like your crappy scissors that you think, oh, this is good enough for maybe... just throw them away. You know? They're not. They're not good for anything.
We have some right there for cutting. We have paper. Because we're trying to keep everything really well labeled.
Right.
You know, so we've got a couple like,
paper scissors out. Yep.
But they're not next to the sewing machine.
No. Oh, no. Oh. No.
I like the way I said that.
Even where somebody else could come in and like pick them up.
Yeah, we don't care. Yeah.
But I think that's essential. Now, some people wear, clips around their necks or scissors around. I did that for years when I sold sewing machines. I also sat down one time and, jammed a pair of scissors into my thigh.
Yeah.
So, and people talk about, these retractable ones, and I have used all of those.
Yeah.
Wearing scissors on your body can turn into a not safe situation.
A few people posted like some tool belt type things where it was like the scissors went in, but I just always want to have them at hand.
Well, the other thing too is if that scissor blade is not confined in a true sheath.
Yes.
It can go through that apron and pierce your leg.
No, that's
or whatever.
What I mean. Yeah. They had it like in a leather. I think maybe it was, a group member who'd worked in an upholstery
shop. In a
shop.
Proper sheath, that's fine.
But no, we don't do that. We don't have them on our bodies. We do have them tethered to the machine. So at the serger, we also want to have plenty of thread nets.
Yep.
Okay. We like to use, and before we really started using the stretch thread, I didn't really use the thread nets very much. Did you?
Well, sometimes like on a metallic, sometimes the specialty threads I would. But just not, now, if I use any stretch or any woolly nylon kind, any sort of flighty.
Yeah, fluffy,
fluffy. Fluffy, flighty, fly away, as they would describe your hair, thread, you really need it. And sometimes a stiff thread will do the thing of falling down off the spool.
Yeah.
So have the thread nuts. Know how to use them properly. We have talked about that in many episodes.
So in our little Christmas tin here, along with the screwdrivers, are brushes for cleaning.
And what kind of brushes are they, Mallory? Do you know?
Well, some of them are makeup brushes, yep. And some of them are paint brushes.
And some of them are paint brushes. That's sort of my favorite. You'll have a little brush sometimes that comes with your machine.
It's a sad
it usually
thing.
Sucks. Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
It's not a very good
brush. They're just not that great.
Where's that big, like, bamboo one?
Yeah, we have a big, huge bamboo one that
it's
I
glorious.
Think it's over that way.
Yeah, it's but over anyway, next to some machines, other machines.
This is a big makeup brush. Now, the one thing you want to make sure, too, is to test your brushes and pull on the bristles a little bit. Make sure they're not falling off into your machine.
Okay, I didn't realize what you had done there. Okay, so, you know, serger thread comes on cones.
Yes.
So mom has some of these cones turned upside down in like a cup.
Right.
And this brush is like a short brush. But when she sticks it in the cone, it stays up.
That's right.
So it's like an organizational
It's like
tool.
An organizational extension. Because if I put the...
You're so smart.
If I put the brush down in the cup that I have, like, you know, some scissors and other things in, it gets lost.
Right.
I can't find it.
No, so you've got like round organizational things.
Right.
They
make really good funnels too.
I want to do an episode on sewing on like baggage. Like, you know, all these people are like, I got these little cute things from IKEA. And, you know, that's what my sewing stuff is in. It's like, oh, this is like a 30-year-old Christmas tin that we have. Because we didn't start sewing, like, you know, these people.
But sometimes I think about, like, I should take all of our little accessory things and go just purchase
like spray
everything
paint.
To match.
Yeah, no.
That, oh, no.
Yeah, we should spray paint everything white or something.
No, I think, like.
Or teal.
I was thinking, like, Department of Transportation, orange or green, so you know where they are.
Well, we could talk. We'll talk about that. But yeah, we got baggage. Everybody.
Oh, what about glitter?
We don't have the
Let's spray them with glitter.
We've got baggage.
We do.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Moving on.
So anyway, speaking of spools that get kind of empty.
Yes. Yes.
So we do on the Baby Lock Serger. We do what we call a lasso type.
Threading.
Procedure mm-hmm. where if you have a fuzzy thread or stiff thread that won't go through your port, and we're talking about these are the ports where you have the air threading. So what we need is like a scrap piece of thread.
Scrap piece of thread, yep.
So what I have is I have some spools that are like nearly naked
yeah.
and just have some thread on them, and I will keep those for my lasso thread.
Yeah, this would actually be okay. If it is, like, older serger thread,
right?
You know, as long as it's not, you know, terribly disgusting or something.
Right.
But it's just, it's like a leader.
It's the end of the spool, and it makes a leader, right?
Yes.
And, you know, other people may want leaders for other reasons, too.
Yes.
Now, we use this instead of using the wire that comes with the Baby Lock Serger.
Right.
Okay. I tell everyone who has a Baby Lock Serger, put that wire away. Keep it really safe and do not use it unless you absolutely have to. And this is the reason why. It's expensive.
Yep.
I don't know how much they are anymore, like $20, $25. They're expensive.
It's expensive
for
something
a wire.
That looks very small.
Right,
yeah.
For a wire. And you have to have a Baby Lock wire because the other wires you buy for other sergers are not long enough to go through the closed system that the Baby Lock has.
Yeah.
So when would you use that? Well, a lot of people use that wire as a leader. The only time I have ever had to use that wire, and if you notice, ours have never been used.
No, not we've not had to use them on our sergers.
Right. What happens is people pull their threads backwards through their serger.
Uh-huh.
Sergers love to make lint. Mm-hmm. And they pull some sort of lint into their threading system.
Right.
And we have had to take that wire and go through and push out that limb.
You know, we've never had to do it on our surgeries, but I'm just remembering. Right. I can see the Lind plug in my mind's eye right now. So, you know, this person comes in and says, "Oh my gosh, I cannot get my looper threaded." Right. And I mean,
oh no, my machine is broken. That's what you hear.
Well, she said, "I think
well,
I can remember."
I don't know
this.
Who it was, but most people are. My machine is broken.
No, she said, "I can't get this looper threaded. I just don't know what's going on. The other one threads," and so that says to me like, probably everything's working okay if one will thread and the other one won't. Of course, there is the possibility that something's up or whatever. But yeah, so I got, you know, I said, you know, "Do you have your wire?" We had like an old one in the back. And I closed your threading system as if to thread and ran the wire through. And then poof, like, and it was a good, like,
it's a good plug.
Quarter inch of like pink and gray lint. And she was like, oh.
She knew exactly what it was.
Yeah, she like knew the project. Right, I said, this is, you know, this is plugging up your, mm-hmm. you know, threading system. And ours never gets plugged up.
Because I don't allow anyone to pull a thread backwards for one reason.
Also keeping it clean.
And just keeping it clean with your little makeup brushes.
With your brushes.
Or whatever, and your paintbrushes.
And your little vacuum, right?
That's right. And your vacuum. Another thing that aids in threading or whatever, of course, is the mighty tweezers or pickups or hemostats or what. Needle holders, whatever you call them. But a set of little tweezers usually comes with your machine.
With your, yes. And most, more often I'd say like with a serger than a sewing machine.
Oh, yeah. They come with, yeah.
Okay. If you are a, what do I want to say? I used to be like a young, what do I want to, person who thought they didn't need tweezers. Okay. Like kind of arrogant about thinking I didn't need tweezers. And the baby locks thread in such a way that you don't have to use tweezers, right?
Okay. Right.
But I remember Dr. Frank, who is the voice at the beginning of this podcast, he was like, "Oh, it just can work so much faster because they won't get caught on your skin and da-da-da-da-da." And he just was, you know, kind of a wizard with the tweezers.
Right.
And it actually, you don't have to have them to get into a small space, but it can be helpful when you're working with many threads in close proximity.
A lot of people's hands are big.
Yeah.
Or they may be like arthritic or have some sort of range of motion
that
issue
dexterity.
With their hands, and that will help them. The other thing that I use the tweezers for, and this will be a segue to some other implements that we use, is you may need to push the fabric slightly under your foot and hold it there. So it works as a little stiletto type thing. So I've used it that way also.
Yeah, I just started sewing a seam the other day in my top fabric got folded back. Just
the top fabric
really
will
fast.
Want to scoot back on mm-hmm. you. It's the nature of the beast, right? So the other thing that we have is something that is stiletto-like. Maybe it is a chopstick that has been sharpened, or maybe it is a stiletto, or maybe it is a dental implement. We love those.
Yes.
Your dentist sometimes will be happy to give you the old ones if you're really nice and talk to them in a proper way.
Yeah.
My dentist
don't
is
complain
a
too much.
My dentist has an ovation, so she gets it.
And
I have also used my little hex tool as a stiletto.
Little hex tool that comes with the baby locks for needles up, and that is, it's on the
And it has a handle on it like a screwdriver.
Yeah, but it's on the ovation and the evolution.
So I have used that as a stiletto. I've used the end of my scissors as a stiletto.
Yes.
There's lots of things that you can sort of stilettoize, I guess. But it's nice to have something that you can push. And it's nice to have something you can visualize so that, you know, the scissors are bulky and I don't like to use them.
Yes.
I've done it. Mm-hmm. You know, so like I said, your pickups or and, you know, I love hemostats too. So,
yeah, do you use
you know,
those
they are
at
locking.
The machine?
I don't use them. You know, I've got a pair over there. I don't use them as, it seems like as much, you know, at the machine as I use them for other things.
I think that I probably actually don't use these tools like as much as I should. Some of the stiletto stuff, you
maybe
know?
Maybe when you've been sewing 100 years.
I know.
Years,
well, it's just kind of funny here.
Come up. Right.
Because, you know, you, even though you are more experienced, you're using some more tools, and that gives you a better,
well,
you know,
and
result.
I think, here's the crappy little brush that comes with the
okay,
machines.
But crappy little brush that comes with baby lock sergers, and, you know, so I guess we shouldn't call it crappy, but the brush part
the brush part's crappy. The other end of it's very utilitarian.
Yes, the brush part is not very robust, okay, as brushes go for the amount of lint a serger makes, but the other end is a needle holder.
Yes.
And this is something that I don't use very often.
Well, and that's sometimes what I have used a hemostat for, because hemostats are needle holders, okay?
Right. But a lot of customers who would have, like, difficulty visualizing that area or something, the needle holder is great.
Well, sometimes I know, like, when you're putting that third needle in on a cover stitch, say, and it's in the middle of two other needles, there's not a lot of room there.
When I've wanted to use it is sometimes taking a needle out. Like, it just uses a catcher.
I like putting it in, too. Catcher. Yeah, I've used it both ways.
Zadie, we need to take a break for a message.
Because we're boring our audience? Is that why? I give them a breather?
It's 20
Go
minutes.
Get a snack and come back?
Yep. No, listen to the message break.
Oh, okay. Mallory, tell me all about your dream come true wardrobe planner.
I have been dreaming about creating a wardrobe planner for years.
Oh, no. Since you were like 8 and started drawing with crayons.
Yes. I love to sew, and I love to write with paper products and pens and everything. And we have published a wardrobe planner. We have a couple of different options on our website. There is a universal wardrobe planner that you can purchase for $19.99 and print over and over again. It'll help you plan any project you wish. And then we also have themed wardrobe planners. And do you know what's special about those, Mom? What's special?
What?
They include some hand-drawn illustrations by yours truly for whatever we're doing in the self-sewn wardrobe group that month, like PJs or underwear or our month of planning.
Because we theme our months.
Yes. So you can tackle a new wardrobe section each month in order to build your perfect self-sewn wardrobe. So for more information about these, you can go to sewhere.com/planner and also check out the membership options, because the universal wardrobe planner is included with the backstitch and straight stitch and zigzag memberships. So go to sewhere.com/planner.
Sewing out loud.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage, Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And we're back. We're done making jokes at Sam. Okay, we have over by the serger our quick reference threading guide.
Oh my gosh, and maybe an owner's manual.
Duh.
Very handy too.
Okay, so you should have those close to your machine. If your owner's manual has like a little chart in it, and it's not separate, like we, you know, the Baby Locks have that, you know, kind of cardboard
thing. Guess
what I
was going to say.
What were you gonna
say? I was going to say Xerox it, because that's an old-time word.
I think that's still... Like,
can you still use that?
I would use that. I would have said photocopy, I think. But like
so you
Xerox.
Can photocopy, or sometimes it will be like on the internet, and you can just, you know, print it out.
Oh, this is great. You know, I was this totally reminded me that, you know, there were some students in guide class, and in guide class you were supposed to bring your owner's manual.
Right.
And this student didn't bring their owner's manual, or meant not to, or whatever, and they had downloaded the owner's manual offline and put it into like Evernote or something, right. and they could mark on it and everything digitally.
Right.
They blew some minds, okay? It was quite the...
That's pretty cool.
But some owner's manuals, like for the Destiny?
Right.
It's hundreds of pages yeah. long.
It's like, you know, the New York phone book.
Yes, right. yes. It is really long. So on Baby Lock's website, if you have a Baby Lock and you want the manual, you go to the website, you search for your machine, and you look over to the right of the picture of the machine, and it will say manuals.
Right.
Okay? This is not true for every sewing machine company.
No.
Because I was just trying to look something up for someone.
Were you in it? You couldn't find it.
I couldn't find yeah. it easily. So that is really nice. So your manual, quick reference, threading guide. What do we have next to all of our machines, Mom, over there? Look.
A thread lift?
Yes, you read my
or
mind.
Or two, or three.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're like five thread lifts over there. They've gotten concentrated for filming or something.
Well, how about that thread lift I made out of the iron thing? Okay, so like that iron cord support.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I made it. Okay, you guys might be able to do this. It's a Franken deal. So we have had a lot of ironing boards and iron setups and everything, and we were like going through stuff actually and getting rid of. And there was this like cord holder, you know, that's antenna. And yeah,
yeah,
it holds the cord up off the ironing board and out of your way or whatever. And it like, you know, it screwed on with the clamp to the ironing board. And I'm like, oh my God, this looks like a thread holder. And I had that screwed on one of our tables as a like extra thread holder, and I've used that to hold like ribbon and stuff and let it run through and stuff. So it's a guide. It's a good
yes,
guide.
It's a guide.
Yeah.
So if you are, if you have a serger too, and this is something I think it's more serger specific, a thread catcher.
Yeah. It's a thread or scrap catcher. They're called
trim bin, right?
Trim bin, right. So as your serger surges, generally in overcast, you're trimming off, you know, that little bit of
fabric.
Seam allowance mm-hmm. or the edge of the fabric to knead it up or whatever. So that's where you're making lint too. So think about all that dirt you're making.
So if you don't have one of these, they sell them aftermarket.
Right.
Ours is incorporated into the table, which I just love.
I do too.
That's really nice.
It all goes into like a little plastic bag.
Yep. And you can make one. You can just
yes.
make a little thing that will sit
under
your
serger. You can
make
one. You can buy other ones. You can... you can use the handled plastic grocery bag and sort of sit it under your machine if
yep.
you want.
You had one that was like wire.
I had one that had a wire in the top, and this was, man, that was old.
It was a long
school.
Time ago.
Uh-huh. And I used to use that on a real ancient baby lock. And you like press, it had this wire around the top of the bag. It went around the three sides, and then the back of it sort of had a hook on it, like a hanger head hook
uh-huh.
or something. And you like pushed it together, shoved it on the machine, and then it got caught on the legs of the machine.
It was like a pair of glasses.
It was kind of cool.
Right?
Yeah,
you know?
It was really kind of cool.
So, but this is very serger specific.
Right.
You want something catching this stuff. It's coming down the front of your machine.
Yes. And that's for many reasons. Keep it off the floor so you won't trip on it. Keep it out of your power pedal, guys.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, people don't often think about that, but those things can get dirty and
inside,
stop working.
Yes.
Or like catch on fire. There's things
catch
that,
on
that
fire.
There are things that have happened to power pedals.
Yeah, keeping that area clean is practical, not just, you know, for the looks, you know.
Well, speaking of scrappy things,
uh-huh.
we also have a little basket of scrap fabric.
Yes.
Which you should be calling your tester fabric.
Yep.
So if you with your project, you haven't like picked up your little scraps and taken them over to the machine with you from the cutting table, or you cut one day and now this is the day you're going to sew and you don't particularly have you need a little bin, a little something that you can just pull over and grab those scraps and test your stitch on that.
The times when I think this is most useful is like I'm going to stitch on, I'm going to alter, like ready to wear
right.
or something. There is no scrap
that's true
for
too.
Me to
Absolutely.
Test upon. So
right.
I go in our scrap bin, and it's not just one type of fabric, right?
No, no, we have everything. We have everything from satin to tulle to cotton to all the different types of knits we've used. I mean, it is truly, you know.
Yeah, I see some rayon. I see
right.
some fabric with some
right.
sprinkles, sequins on it. Sequins on it.
Probably have sprinkle fabric too. Probably some sprinkle fabric.
So if I was gonna go alter, like, you know, a woven button-up shirt for Derek or something, and it was that I was just gonna like zip down with the serger or something, I would go in the scrap bin and be like, oh, lightweight woven.
Yeah, it looks and I like wovens in there. My reasoning is, if the stitch is screwing up, I can go on a woven and see what thread is pulling or not pulling or loose. It's easier to visualize than on a knit.
Yes. Yeah, so a little, you know, this can be a little tray. I bet IKEA sells something cute in a cute color that some new person could just buy.
We have a big box store, like...
we just have this big ugly thing.
It's not that ugly.
I'm kidding. It's fine. I like those things. Yeah,
It'd not be ugly.
It's got the holes in it. And I kind of like those. The plastic thing.
We have
a
lot of those. They're white.
Yeah, those are nice. So a test fabric there. And I mean, you've got thread. We're not going to talk about thread because I think we've talked about serger thread before, you know, on the podcast. There are magnetic pin cushions or just like pin cushions over there too.
There's always, and pins. Always pins and pin cushions. And I also like, you guys, to have a big hat pin available, okay? In case I want to take that pin and, you know, pull a thread from, on the cover stitch machine, I do that, you know, so that I can secure it. Mm-hmm. There's a video on that too.
Yep.
But I like that big hat pin because it sort of has like the thing on the end of it is like a handle.
Right.
You know, but yet the pin is small enough to get in the tiny places.
So there are two more things that I see over there.
I've got some too.
Okay. A ruler.
Yes. Ruler or seam gauge. Something that measures, even a measuring tape if that's what you want. But we have small 6-inch rulers and seam gauges all over the place.
Yes.
Okay.
You don't want to have to be getting up to get one of those.
Why would you and try and find it?
Yeah.
Oh,
right.
My gosh.
Have one of those next to your machine.
So what I use it for, mostly at the serger, is to measure where my blade and needle are as compared maybe to the edge of my fabric.
Seam allowance.
Yes.
Stuff.
Even though I have markings on my serger as to, you know, is this a 5/8 away or what, or a quarter. Sometimes I just want to make sure again.
Oh, I do it when if I ever go to make a woven garment with that 5-thread safety stitch.
Uh-huh. Oh, yeah,
like,
especially that.
Okay, you're sewing, you're cutting, you're finishing, end of game, right?
You're talking about the combo machine because, you know, that seam allowance can be an inch.
Right,
you know?
Right. But it'll be gone, too. Right. And, like, you've done everything all at the same time.
Well, and I tend to wear a tape measure around my neck often. That became a habit while being in the store.
Yeah.
So that you didn't have to look for the ruler that you thought was there.
And the tape measure is not going to poke you in the abdomen.
Right,
or
it's nothing. But you can be caught, like at a restaurant, with it around
with
your neck.
Measure.
That happens too.
And then, you know, like in the olden days, it was kind of like, oh, ha ha. But like now, with the rise of the popularity of DIY, you kind of look like a tool. Like you're trying to be like, oh, excuse me.
Look what I do.
This is my tape measure because I sew. You know,
I'm special.
I'm so sorry.
I'm
so
special.
Sorry.
Look, I me make things. Ask me if I made my stuff.
Hashtag me make it. Okay, so there's a magnet. This is a cute little thing I think you did.
Yeah.
We got these little magnets.
Horseshoe magnet.
It's a little horseshoe magnet. They're like a novelty item.
Right.
And you have our double-eyed needle stuck up there to it.
Yep. That's holding my double-eyed needle.
So if you went to weave back in
It holds little metal bodkins too. Places.
Yes.
Yes.
And I like to have one of those near the serger as well as one at the work table because I don't always weave in my ends.
Oh, no,
at the serger.
And you do get two double-eyed needles usually when you purchase.
Yeah.
So you can't. But I would suggest that you somehow tether them or corral them.
Yeah.
Because they tend to look like something else. They roll, they go, you know. You can pick them up in a wad of fabric and not know you have them if they're laying there.
Yes. They're bigger than
they're not expensive, but they're priceless when you want them.
Right. They're very, very nice to have. So double-eyed needle, though, for serger toolbox and, like, serger construction – big time thing that we like to have. And that was included in our knits box, our Sew Here Knits box.
I have two other things on my list.
Yeah,
let's see if you have anything after I talk about this. So, spool adapters are helpers.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, most of the time, I mean, a lot of times we don't use these because we have our thread lifts there.
Yeah.
But sometimes you will be using a spool on your sewing machine. On your serger, excuse me, that doesn't feed quite well enough. That you need a spool cap, or you need it lifted up and sitting on it, or you need the insertion that goes into the cone that holds it tighter on your machine. So those generally, I know they come with baby locks.
Yes.
I think they come with most machines now. You know, the industry understands they're not expensive, so they're not something that the manufacturer cuts, you know.
And yeah, let me just tag on here, or a heavy-bottomed cup. To hold something.
Oh, I was just to say, is that your second one? A plastic margarita glass, because it lifts it up and it's right there. So we used to use those in the shop all the time.
And it made it look fancy. And right. People were like,
at the end of the summer, like the big box stores have all those like plastic glasses that they've tried to sell you through the summer. So I use plastic, don't use glass. But a small cup that will hold any sort of non-conventional spool or
ball
or yarn or whatever that you're going to use.
Yes.
You need that. The other thing I have is your seam sealant. Now, we don't keep this at our machine.
Right.
We keep it at our work table because then we, you know, after our garment is finished is when we seam seal. We don't seam seal while we're sewing. But that maybe if you're categorizing or if this is the way you organize, you may want it there.
Right.
Right.
Depending on, this is all going to be kind of personal. Because, you know, this is reminding me of when we would go to Baby Lock Tech and go to like a sales seminar. And there was this one guy, I can't remember what his last name was, but his first name was Rafe. And he made this awesome joke. He was like, hey, all those vendors out there telling you about things you should put up next to your sales counter so that people will buy them when they're leaving. He goes, the ideal store would just be a whole sales counter where you could, because everyone would say, oh, this is the best thing. You should get it for your store. Put it up a sales counter. And there's supposed to be like 50 things, just like, I don't know, like your sales, like your point of sale was like an altar or something.
Right.
So we have like a spice rack. Behind our serger.
Empty spice rack. It was the old spice rack found at Goodwill or something. Or
yeah.
Thrift store.
And it's on our wall. And it's holding a lot of these things. Like a lot of the needles. A lot of the screwdrivers. The tin that I have described. And this is all really very close to our machine.
Right.
You might have some things. Like you might have a machine that gets put up and down and up and down. And you have tools elsewhere.
And I actually was thinking about this. Uh-huh. About people who don't have their own sewing space. I was thinking about how fortunate we are.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, for years I had to, put things away and put things, or sacrifice a dining room table or sacrifice something in my house that had a dual purpose. It wasn't just my sewing area. And I was thinking about this because your time for sewing is so precious. You don't want to spend it, setting up and unsetting up. And I would suggest that you do toolboxes.
Yeah.
So that you know when you get out your serger, you just have to get out, the
toolbox.
Yeah, the red toolbox.
Yeah.
Now, it doesn't have to be a toolbox. It can be any sort of container you want it to be.
I'm just picturing some of those, like, plastic locking.
Yeah, that's what I am. I am too. I'm thinking of something more flat
so
that everything's visual is what I was
like laid out. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you can see it. And I would also do that with my project if I did not have a sewing space because I would have something I could put it in that I put everything that goes with that project into.
And I just want to add on, let's say it's going to be serger time for you.
Right.
I think that if you do have a sewing area where you have to get out and put away boxes like that or whatever,
right.
you might want some duplicates. You might want to.
No, that's what I'm saying. You need a seam gauge
in every box
you might have to get
out.
Give yourself a pin cushion. If it costs you an extra $1.29,
right?
You know, to not have to open up all these different, or you may have three boxes. One is the general box, and then you have a supplementary surgery box. And however you organize will help you.
Yes,
we all organize in a different way. You know, some people organize their fabric by color, some by content, you know, whatever. But organize how you want to organize. And you know what? If it doesn't work, you can change it. So don't get hung up on how it's organized either. Another thing that we might speak of is the sliding foot pedal.
Oh.
Okay. And a lot of people will put shelf liner under it.
Uh-huh.
There are things you can buy. I've had people tell me that they put a bead of hot glue along the bottom. I wouldn't do that. Okay.
Sounds a little
It's permanent. Not something I would do.
Yes.
Okay. Cutting up an old yoga mat, excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Really, that's a
excellent
good idea.
Excellent. And we have a lot of those, so we can use them for a lot of things. But even sometimes an old mouse pad will work.
And I think that kind of wraps up our toolbox.
But you can put in the comments anything that you might think of.
Yeah, tell us if there's anything else that you use at your surgery that we have not mentioned. And if there's anything that we mentioned that you're like, oh my gosh, that's going to make my life so much easier. We'd love to hear about that too.
Let us know what a good job we did.
We would love to know because, you know, occasionally at the store or if someone's visited the studio, people have said like, oh, you do that? That's so smart. And it's just the littlest thing.
Well, and it's something we've done for 20 years and we don't think about it.
And
I've thought
the same about other people's process too, when someone has mentioned something. So getting a little bit of an insight on how different people do these things, I think is just very valuable. So, you know, put that in the comments at sohere.com. You'll be able to see this podcast and comment on it. Or you can go join us in the Self-Sewn Wardrobe Facebook group as well. We are very active in there. You can follow us on Instagram at ZD Sewing Studio, and if you would rate and review this podcast in iTunes, that would be a huge help to us.
And I'm going to read Mallory's shirt today. It says, so long and so happy.
Thanks for listening to Sewing Out Loud. For even more expert sewing advice, visit sewhere.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.